Hello, this is Robert Carter from College Station, Texas. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, but I'm pretty excited about the new digital download service from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and I wanted to do a podcast demonstrating the use of the players that have been authorized to play the new downloadable talking books. Just a bit of background. On April 30th, 2009, the National Library Service, or NLS, introduced its new digital talking book program. The talking book program has been around since the early 1900s, when NLS used to record talking books on phonograph records. They then moved to cassette in the 1970s, and here in 2009, have moved to a digital recording, which means that the books and magazines can actually be downloaded from the internet. The books and magazines are still read by excellent human narrators. The quality is even higher on the digital talking books than it was on either the phonograph records or the cassettes. It's also possible to move around to navigate through the books and magazines in ways that were not possible on either phonograph or cassette. The other thing that's really nice about these digital talking books is that it's possible to change the playback speed to find a listening speed that's comfortable for you without the need to worry about the pitch changing. So what I'm going to do in this particular podcast is demonstrate for you the players that have been authorized by the National Library Service to play these digital talking books. Now, you cannot just download the books and play them on your computer or play them on any player. It has to be a special player that has the software encryption key installed that is required to unlock the playing of this material. There are actually six players at the time of this podcast that have been authorized by the National Library Service. I'm going to demonstrate five of them for you, but actually you get six for the price of five here, because two of the players, as far as NLS playback is concerned, are identical. The icon from Level Star and the Braille Plus mobile manager from the American Printing House for the Blind handle NLS playback identically. I'm going to show you the Braille Plus from APH, but you can just from that realize that you're also getting the same thing you would get if you played NLS on an icon. So what I'm going to do is the following with each player. I'm going to use for this demonstration a magazine from the National Library Service, which is the July 2009 Smart Computing Magazine. With each player, I'm going to start out by having it play a brief section at the beginning of the magazine. We're going to then show you how you can navigate through the different articles of the magazine. I'm going to then show you how you can adjust the speed of the player, and then how you can drill down even further and navigate not just by article, but within sections of an article in the magazine. We'll talk about some of the differences and, of course, similarities among these players, but I am not going to go into lots of detail about the specifics of each player. You can get that information from the manufacturer of the players. So this podcast is not intended to show you all the details of everything that these players can do. I'm limiting my demonstrations and discussions to the things that I've mentioned. All the players do have ways of moving backwards and forwards within a section, either by time or by a phrase or by a smaller increment of information. But I'm not going to demonstrate that for these players here. That's something that we could perhaps go into at a later time in a different podcast if people were interested. But this is just the basic navigation and speed options that are available on all the players. So let's get started. Okay, here I am with the BookSense. And the BookSense is a very small player. It's in fact the smallest of the five. It's candy bar shaped, much like the size and shape of a typical cell phone. You can get all the information about the BookSense by going to www.gwmicro.com. I will not go into any more detail about all of its features and capabilities. You can find that out elsewhere. So what I'm going to do is press the play button on the BookSense as it is now ready to play an NLS magazine. I'm going to allow it to play for a few seconds so you can get an idea of what the BookSense sounds like when it's playing a magazine. Then I'm going to pause it and talk a moment about navigation in the magazine, and then we'll actually do some navigating through the magazine. So here we go.
Loading. Smart Computing, July 2009.
Smart Computing, July 2009. Copyright 2009 by Sandhills Publishing Company. Read by Mark Delgado and David Elias. This magazine contains 94 pages. Approximate reading time, 6 hours, 20 minutes.
Pause.
Okay, so you heard several things happening there. First, you heard the text-to-speech voice of the BookSense, which happens to be NeoSpeech Kate. It also speaks with NeoSpeech Paul, but I'm using Kate for this demonstration. You heard Kate say, loading, and then you heard a few beeps while the BookSense was actually loading the content of the magazine into its memory. Then you heard it announce the title, Smart Computing, and then you heard the human narrator begin to introduce the magazine. And so that is how it works when you start a magazine on the BookSense. What I'm now going to do is start the playing again from where I paused it, and I'm going to navigate down to level 1. In this particular magazine, level 1 moves you from article to article, and level 2 moves you within sections of an article. So I'm going to start the playback and move by article through a few of the articles in the magazine so you can get a flavor for how the BookSense goes about that. Here we go.
This magazine contains markers allowing direct access to the content,
paragraph,
and article
heading
at level 1,
home or end,
and to the
time
sections at level 2.
Level 1.
2. This table of contents. Editor's note. Technology news and notes.
News from the help desk. Tech Diaries. A bright idea.
Pause.
Okay, so you could see that what was happening is when I started pressing the navigation button, it gave us several options. We could move by paragraph, we could move by phrase, we could move by time. And then we got to level 1. The paragraph, phrase, and time options are options that the BookSense provides when you move through an NLS book or magazine. Level 1 and level 2 are provided by the National Library Service as part of their DAISY encoding or their DAISY markup of the magazine. We're now going to move back to the editor's note, which is actually the first article in the magazine. I'm just going to back up one article at a time to get back to that and let it read that article a little bit. And then I'm going to start gradually speeding up the playback so that you can see how the BookSense handles speeding up of the reading. Here we go.
ICWA's Solar Power Tech Diaries. News from the help.
Technology news and editor's note. I'm not expecting any problems with my computer today. After all, I'm not facing any deadlines, and all of my important files are backed up. Were my computer to flash error messages, crash, or even spontaneously shut down, I'd be inconvenienced but not panicked. I'd have plenty of time to troubleshoot it. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems, because then it won't be just an inconvenience, it'll be a computer emergency. When faced with this sort of situation, it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with a new one.
Pause.
Okay, so what I did was started the playback and then kept pressing the speed up button until it got to the top speed that the BookSense is capable of reading. And at that top speed, you heard a little ding that let me know that I was at the top speed that the BookSense can read. One of the unique features of the BookSense that's not true for any of the other players is it has the ability to immediately, with one key press, jump back to the normal reading speed. I'm going to demonstrate that now.
I once nearly bought a new computer because my PC was repeatedly rebooting and preventing me from completing a video project for an upcoming family gathering. My wife suggested that I troubleshoot it some more and try to solve the problem. You usually do, she said. Sure enough, with a little more poking around, I found that a memory stick had come loose. I reseated it in the memory.
Pause.
In addition to speeding up the BookSense, you can slow it down and have it read actually slower than the recording was made. So I'm now going to start the playback and slow it down and show you what that sounds like.
I'd have plenty of time to troubleshoot it. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems. Because then it won't be just an inconvenience.
Pause.
Okay, so there you have it. Slowed down as slow as it will go. And it's a little distorted at that very slow speed, but probably most of us wouldn't want to hear it that slow anyway. Maybe some people would. All right, so I'm going to now go back to normal speed, and I'm going to change the level to level 2, which means we'll not only hear the titles of the articles as we move forward, but we'll hear subsections within each article.
It'll be a computer emergency. When faced with this sort of
situation,
it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with technology news and notes. Compiled by Christian Perry. Desktops and laptops. Entertainment takes center stage on HP's new storage. SSDs ride the price capacity roller coaster. Displays. Monitor detects your presence. In the ongoing quest, printers and peripherals. Lexmark technology eases MFP use for the disabled.
Pause.
Okay, so that gives you a good flavor for what it's like to move forward through not only articles, but articles and subsections on the BookSense. Hope this has been a useful little demonstration of the BookSense and how it is to operate it with the National Library Service recordings. I'll now move on and we'll explore the Braille Plus mobile manager from the American Printing House. The Braille Plus mobile manager from the American Printing House for the Blind is a PDA type device that is much, much more than an NLS player. Details about the Braille Plus mobile manager can be attained by going to www.aph.org. We're going to do the same process that we went through with the BookSense, as nearly as we can replicate it. And I'm going to point out some of the differences along the way between the APH Mobile Manager, Braille Plus, and the BookSense. The APH Braille Plus is sitting, as the BookSense was, at the point where you would start the magazine playing. Here we go.
Opening Smart Computing, July 2009.
July 2009. Copyright 2009 by Sandhills Publishing Company. Read by Mark Delgado and David Elias. This magazine contains 94 pages, approximate.
Okay, I just paused it. And as you can see, the Braille Plus has a different text-to-speech voice using the Eloquence TTS. And it said it was loading the magazine, and the magazine began to read at that point. We will now move to level 1 and progress through some of the titles in the magazine And again, letting you have a chance to pay attention to how the APH Braille Plus Mobile Manager does moving from title to title. Here we go.
Reading time, 6 hours, 20 minutes.
Level 2.
This magazine contains markers allowing direct access to the contents and article. Table of contents. News and notes. Technology news and notes. Editor's note. Technology news and notes.
News from the help desk. Our most common tech diaries. Sharpen your video. A bright idea. Iqua's soul. Speak All unleashes the iBoo. Shoot and share. Camcorders. Reviews. Head-to-head projectors.
You can tell, for the most part, that the Braille Plus moves very smoothly from title to title. There were a couple times in there where it did hesitate for a moment, took it a moment to seek out the next title. And I'm hoping you were able to notice a little bit of a difference there. We'll now go backwards through the titles and back up to where we were when we listened to a little bit of the notes from the editor section on the BookSense. We'll go and listen to that same section on the Braille Plus Mobile Manager. Here we go.
Beyond the office, shoot and share. Speak All unleashes a bright idea. Tech Diaries. News from the help desk.
Technology news and notes. Editor's note. I'm not expecting any problems with my computer today. After all, I'm not facing any deadlines, and all of my important files are backed up.
Okay, so as you can see, it went back to that editor's notes section, title by title. And again, there was a little hesitation getting back to some of the titles, but it worked fine and did its job. So now what we're going to do is speed up the Braille Plus so that you can hear it various speed compression settings. Should point out that the Braille Plus does not have the capability of going any slower than normal speed. Normal speed is its slowest speed. So we will now begin the playing of this editor's note article from where we just left off, and I will start pressing the button that speeds the Braille Plus up, and you can hear it gradually increase in reading speed.
For my computer to flash error messages, crash, or even spontaneously shut down, I'd be inconvenienced but not panicked. I'd have plenty of time to troubleshoot it. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems, because then it won't be just an inconvenience, it'll be a computer emergency. When faced with this sort of situation, it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with a new one. I once nearly bought a new computer because my PC was repeatedly rebooting and preventing me from completing a video project for an upcoming family gathering. My wife suggested that I troubleshoot it some more and try to solve the problem. You usually do, she said. Sure enough, with a little more poking around, I found that a memory stick had come loose. I reseated it in the memory slot, my computer returned to normal, and the only problem still facing me was my mediocre video editing skills. My wife was right. She usually, always is. Reader's note. The word usually has been crossed out. End of reader's note. The truth is, most problems can be solved, and you can solve many of them pretty quickly if you have a little guidance. Good instruction.
Okay, we sped up the Braille Plus to the point where it began to sound a bit garbled, a bit distorted, began to break up a bit, and it does that at its higher speeds. I will begin playing from where we are now at this speed where the unit is starting to break up a bit, and I will start slowing it back down. You can hear at about what speed the unit smooths back out. Here we go.
Focus your troubleshooting efforts so that you can find and fix the source of the symptoms before your deadline. This issue of smart computing provides that help for 8 problems that would otherwise stop you in your tracks. By the way, the lesson I learned with the memory is this. Don't eyeball those memory sticks. Physically reseat them. I glanced at the memory at the beginning of my troubleshooting, but I thought it looked fine. So make that 9 PC emergencies we help you solve. Joshua Gulick. Corrections.
So that's about the place where the Braille Plus can be listened to without that breakup that it gets at high speeds. So let's continue from here, and we will now move down to level 2 and go through some of the articles, including their subsections, as we did on the book since.
Technology News and Notes.
Level 2.
Compiled by Christian Perry. Reading time, 17 minutes. Desktops and laptops. Entertainment takes center stage on 8. Storage. SSDs ride the price capacity roller coaster. Displays. Monitor detects your printers and peripherals. CPUs, chips, and cards. Digital miscellanea. Problem solver. Trouble. Convergent tech. Duly quoted.
News from the help desk. Our most common tech diaries. Sharpen your video. Fast. Motion DSP V reveal.
Now we'll move backwards. A couple things that you might notice is that there's a little bit of noise sometimes when you move from heading to heading. You hear just a partial word when it locates the heading that it's going to start reading from. Not a big deal. Also, when you navigate by sections and you move into a new title, depending on how you navigate, the Braille Plus is capable of announcing how many subsections there are within that article. Let's navigate backwards and listen for that so you can hear that capability. Here we go.
Marty Sims, reading time.
Navigation.
News from the help desk. Our most common tech calls.
9 subsections.
Technology news and notes. Editor's note.
There was one section here that said 9 subsections. You may have heard that. Let's move forward again and listen to that one more time.
9 subsections.
Technology news and notes.
News from the help desk. Our most common tech calls. Tech diaries. Sharpen your video. Fast. Motion DSP V reveal. News from the help desk. Our most common tech calls.
9 subsections.
Technology news and notes.
So you can tell that when you got to technology news and notes, the Braille Plus told you that there were 9 subsections under that particular section. The other articles that we moved to did not have subsections, so the TTS didn't say anything. The Braille Plus does quite a nice job with NLS content, and I hope this has given you a flavor for how it operates on the magazine Smart Computing. We'll now move on and take a look at the PlexTalk Pocket. I'm now ready to demonstrate the PlexTalk Pocket in a manner similar to the way we've demonstrated the other players. Should tell you about one significant thing that has changed here in this podcast. Up until now, I've been recording the podcast on the PlexTalk Pocket. But of course, I cannot play back the PlexTalk Pocket and demonstrate its NLS capabilities while it's also recording. So I've switched to the BookSense to make the recording of the PlexTalk Pocket. So that may account for some differences that you might hear in the quality of the recording or the way the recording sounds. I apologize for that discrepancy, but there was really no other reasonable way that I had to do it. I could have switched, of course, to the APH Braille Plus Mobile Manager to do the recording. And in all fairness, it does a good job of recording as well, but it does not record in WAV format, which is what the other files for the podcast were originally done in. So I wanted to stick with that same format. So I'm therefore using the BookSense as the recorder. I'll now start the playback of the NLS magazine, Smart Computing, that we've been using throughout. and let you hear a little bit of it as it's played on the PlexTalk Pocket. Here we go.
Beginning of title.
Smart Computing, July 2009. Copyright 2009 by Sandhills Publishing Company. Read by Mark Delgado and David Elias.
As you can tell, the PlexTalk Pocket sounds very similar to the other players, of course. It did say beginning of title when it got ready to load the magazine. As you can see, the PlexTalk Pocket started out by speaking the words beginning of title. And this is the voice that it uses to announce prompts and instructions and so forth. It's quite a pleasant, clear voice, at least in my subjective opinion. Now we will start the playing again and move to level one and navigate down through the titles of the magazines. Here we go.
Magazine contains 94 pages. Approximate reading time.
Level 2.
6 hours, 20 minutes.
Phrase. Level 1.
This magazine contains markers allowing direct access. Table of contents. News and notes. Editor's note. I'm not expecting technology news and notes. Compiled by
News from the Help Desk. Our Tech Diaries. Sharpen your video. A bright idea.
So as you can tell, the PlexTalk Pocket does a very nice job of moving from title to title. Moves pretty quickly and announces all the information correctly. Now we will back up to the old, perhaps worn out, editor's notes section, read a little bit, and then we'll start the speed up process so you can get a flavor for what that's like.
Iqua's solar powered Bluetooth headset. Tara Simmons. Reading time. Tech Diaries. News from the Help.
Technology news and note. Editor's note. I'm not expecting any problems with my computer today. After all, I'm not facing any deadlines, and all of my important files are backed up.
We'll start the speed-up process now and let you hear how the PlexTalk handles speech compression as it reads faster and faster. Here we go.
For my computer to flash error messages,
speed
messages, crash, or even spontaneously shut down, I'd be inconvenienced, but not hacked. I have plenty of time to troubleshoot. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems. Because then, it won't be just an inconvenience, it'll be a computer emergency. When faced with this sort of situation, it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with a new one. I once nearly bought a new computer because my PC was repeatedly rebooting and preventing me from completing a video project for an upcoming family gathering. My wife suggested that I troubleshoot it some more and try to solve the problem. You usually do, she said. Sure enough, with a little more poking around, I found that a memory stick had come loose. I reseated it and...
Okay. One of the differences between the PlexTalk Pocket and some of the other players is that when you press the speed up button, you get a beep, and then there's a short pause, and then the PlexTalk resumes reading at the new speed. And so this is just a little design difference in the way that it operates versus some of the other players. We're now at the top speed, and you could probably hear when we got to the top speed, the beep was a little different. It was a lower pitched tone, which lets you know that you're at the top or the bottom of an item. I'll now resume the playing, slow the speed back down to normal speed, and then we'll try slowing it down below normal and hear what that sounds like. So we'll go back to normal speed. Here we go.
Memory slot. My computer returned to normal
speed.
And the only problem still facing me was my mediocre video editing. Video editing skills. My wife was right. She usually, always is. Reader's note. The word usually has been crossed out. End of reader's note.
So now we're back to the normal speed, and we will continue the process by slowing the Plex Talk down to see how slow it will read this magazine.
The truth is, most problems can be solved.
Speed.
And you can solve many of them pretty quickly if you have a little guidance. Good instructions focus your troubleshooting efforts so that you can find and fix the source of the symptoms before.
So that's your slowest speed there. And you can see that there is a fair amount of distortion on that slow speed. All right, we're going to go back to normal speed, move down to level 2 navigation, and skip through the magazine from article to article and section to section if there are subsections within that particular article. Here we go.
I glanced at the memory at the beginning of my troubleshooting, but I thought...
Level 2.
Thought it looked fine. So make that 9 PC. Technology News and Notes. Compiled by Christian Perry. Desktops and Laptops. Entertainment takes center stage on HD. Storage. SSDs ride the price capacity roller coaster. Solid state drive. Displays. Monitor detects your presence. In the ongoing quest to help consumers, printers and peripherals. Lexmark technology eases MFP use for the disabled.
So, as you can see, the Plex Talk has no problem moving from article to article and section to section within an article. Okay, we're now going to do the same kind of experiment with the Victor Reader Stream that we have done with the other players. I'm going to begin playing Smart Computing from the beginning of the magazine so that you can hear the stream open the magazine and start playing. Here we go.
Smart Computing, July 2009. Copyright 2009 by Sandhills Publishing Company. Read by Mark Delgado and David Elias.
Okay, so that gives you a flavor for what the Victor Reader Stream sounds like. Very similar to the other players. Let's begin now by moving to level 1 navigation and going through the articles. Here we go.
This magazine contains 94 pages.
Time jump, 1. Phrase, level 1.
Approximate reading time, 6 hours, 20 minutes. This table of contents. Editor's note. Technology news and notes.
News from the help desk. Tech diaries. A bright idea. Iqua's Speak All unleashes the iBoo.
So as you can see, the stream has no problem moving from title to title. It's very quick in its responsiveness. When you press the key, it immediately jumps to the next title. Let's move backwards now, back to the now all too familiar editor's notes, and listen to a little bit of that.
Ghostbusters. Speak All a bright idea. Tech diaries. News from the help desk.
Technology news and note. Editor's note. I'm not expecting any problems with my computer today. After all, I'm not facing any deadlines, and all...
You've probably memorized this little section by now, and I'm sorry about the repetition, but I wanted to make them all as close to the same as I could. All right, so now I'm going to begin playing this a little bit more and change into the speed mode and begin speeding up the VR stream so that you can hear how it sounds as it compresses the speech and speeds things up. Here we go.
My important files are backed up. Were my computer to
speed,
flash error messages, crash, or even spontaneously shut down, I'd be inconvenienced but not panicked. I have plenty of time to troubleshoot it. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems, because then it won't be just an inconvenience, it'll be a computer emergency.
When faced with this sort of situation, it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with a new one. I once merely bought a new computer because my PC was repeatedly rebooting and preventing me from completing a video project for an upcoming family gathering. My wife suggested that I troubleshoot it some more and try to solve the problem. You usually do, she said. Sure enough, with a little more poking around, I found that a memory stick had come loose. I reseated it in the memory slot, my computer returned to normal, and the only problem still facing me was my mediocre video editing skills. My wife was right. She usually always is. Reader's note. The word usually has been crossed out. End of reader's note. The truth is, most problems can be solved, and you can solve many of them pretty quickly if you have a little guidance. Good instructions focus your troubleshooting efforts so that you can find and fix the source of the symptoms before your deadline.
Okay, that is the top speed of the Victor Reader stream. You will also notice that there was no breakup during the playing of that high-speed playback. Once again, I'll start from the high speed, and I will go into speed mode and gradually bring the speed back down to normal.
This issue of smart computing provides the help for 8 problems that would otherwise stop you in your tracks.
Speed.
By the way, a lesson I learned with memory is this. Don't eyeball those memory sticks. Physically reseat them. I glanced at the memory at the beginning of my troubleshooting, but I thought it looked fine. So make that 9 PC emergencies we help you solve. Joshua Gulick. Corrections. Clarifications. In data recovery software, page 38 of the April issue, we incorrectly said that IOLO Search and Recover 5 does not let users recover multiple files at once.
All right. We're now back to normal speed. You probably heard the little beep that indicates that. We're going to now show you how the Victor Reader stream can slow down the playback.
It does support simultaneous recovery of multiple files. Technology News and Notes. Compiled by Christian Perry. Reading time, 17 minutes. Desktops and laptops. Entertainment takes center stage on HP's new Pavilion Elite PC. Entertainment and...
That's our slowest speed right there, which sounds a little bit artificial, a little bit distorted, but is indeed reading very, very slowly. We'll now move back up to normal speed.
PCs continue to meld.
Speed.
As more consumers are quickly learning the benefits of hooking these powerful machines to monitors and televisions of almost every size. HP, www.hp.
We'll now go down to level 2 navigation and move article by article and section by section.
HP.com continues this new age tradition.
Level 2.
With its Pavilion Elite M9600T, a piece storage. SSDs ride the displays. Monitor detects printers and peripherals. Lexmark technology, CPUs, chips, and cards. Digital miscellanea. Infected problem solver. Troubleshooting the news. Convergent tech. PDAs and smart. Duly quoted. It's been really interesting because so many people have a connection.
As you can see, the Victor Reader stream moves very smoothly and very easily from article to article and section to section. There are no problems with navigation of NLS materials on the Victor Reader stream. You can also see that the stream does not use a TTS voice to make its announcements about speed changes or about changing modes. It uses a human recorded voice. This is the end of the section on the Victor Reader stream. We'll now move on to doing the same experiment on the National Library Service NLS player. Okay, here we are with the National Library Service NLS player. This is a player that's going to be issued to National Library Service patrons through your state library, free of charge. And it is different from the other four players that we have been reviewing in that this is, first of all, only a playback machine. It doesn't record. And it's also a desktop size or tabletop size machine. It's about the size, maybe a little bit smaller than the NLS cassette machine. So it has a very nice large speaker, which gives it really great sound. It has buttons that are very well laid out with plenty of space between the buttons. They're easy to feel. They have different shapes on them. And it has a Braille label beside each button. I won't go into any further detail about the player because I haven't described the others in detail. But just suffice it to say that this is a desktop or tabletop player. It does run on batteries, or it can be plugged into electricity. But it's a different size than the handheld machines that we've been looking at. We're going to do the same drill that we've done with the other players. I'm going to start the July 2009 Smart Computing Magazine playing. We'll listen to a few seconds of it, and then we'll stop it, and we'll do the navigation. So here we go.
Smart Computing, July 2009. Copyright 2009 by Sandhills Publishing Company. Read by Mark Delgado and David Elias. This magazine contains 94 pages. Approximate reading time, 6 hours, 20 minutes.
Okay, so there you go with the beginning of the magazine. Very similar to the way the other players start out. The NLS player is interesting in that it has the capability of either playing the downloadable magazines or of playing talking books on a USB memory cartridge that you can get from your state library as well. I'm obviously playing a downloaded magazine that I copied onto a USB thumb drive that fits into the machine. We're going to now start the playback again and go through the different levels of navigation and move through an article at a time so you can hear what that sounds like. Here we go.
This magazine contains markers allowing direct access to the contents and
section, jump,
and articles,
section, jump,
at level 1,
phrase, jump, bookmark, jump,
and to the section,
section, jump,
at level 2. Table of contents. News and
front matter, jump,
notes. Editor's note. I'm not expecting any technology news and notes. Compiled
news from the help desk. Our most tech diaries. Sharpen your video. A bright idea.
So you would hear a little blip and it would move from article to article. You could see that the different levels of navigation that were available were interesting on this machine. Same idea, but a little different labeling. And of course, this machine does not have a TTS or text-to-speech engine built in, so it only has a human voice speaking the different possible navigation levels. You heard things like section, which is what we were calling subsections of articles with the other players. You heard something called front matter, which is interesting because that's what it was listing as being able to move between when we were at the beginning of the magazine before we actually got into the content. It changes the word front matter to article when you actually start reading an article. So that's a difference between this player and the others. And so you also heard bookmarks. It's possible to set bookmarks with this player. So that's what it sounds like when it's moving from article to article. Let's now back up, as we've done with the others, to the editor's note, which is the first article in the magazine. And we will start that playing and start the speed up so you can hear how this machine handles the speeding up of reading. Here we go.
Iqua's solar-powered Bluetooth headset. A bright idea. Tech diaries. News from the help desk.
Technology news and note. Editor's note. I'm not expecting any problems with my computer today. After all, I'm not facing any deadlines, and all of my important files are backed up. Were my computer to flash error messages, crash, or even spontaneously shut down, I'd be inconvenienced but not panicked. I'd have plenty of time to troubleshoot it. No, my computer is going to wait until I'm really busy and can't afford to spend time solving PC problems, because then it won't be just an inconvenience, it'll be a computer emergency. When faced with this sort of situation, it's tempting to get rid of the problem computer and start fresh with a new one. I once nearly bought a new computer because my PC was repeatedly rebooting and preventing me from completing a video project for an upcoming family gathering. My wife suggested that I troubleshoot it some more and try to solve the problem. You usually do, she said. Sure enough, with a little more poking around, I found that a memory stick had come loose. I received it in the memory slot, my computer returned to normal, and the only problem still facing me was my mediocre video editing skills. My wife was right. She usually always is.
Okay, so what you heard there was moving back to the editor's note, the first article, and you heard me speed up the machine to its top reading speed. As you can see, this is quite fast, probably the highest reading speed of any of the players, maybe even a little faster than the Victor Reader Stream. When it got to the top speed, you heard a couple beeps there, letting me know that it was at the top speed. We'll now start from where we left off and bring the speed back down to normal speed, so you can hear it step back down through its reading speeds one more time. Here we go.
The word usually has been crossed out, and a reader's note. The truth is, most problems can be solved, and you can solve many of them pretty quickly if you have a little guidance. Good instructions focus your troubleshooting efforts so that you can find and fix the source of the symptoms before your deadline. This issue of smart computing provides that help for 8 problems that would otherwise stop you in your tracks. By the way, the lesson I learned with the memory is this. Don't eyeball those memory sticks. Physically reseat them. I glanced at the memory at the beginning of my troubleshoot.
So you can see that there are quite a number of speed increments that you can set. A lot of choices there about how fast you want to hear your book. Let's now take a look at what the possibilities are for slowing the speed down. Here we go.
But I thought it looked fine. So make that 9 PC emergencies we help you solve. Joshua Gulick. Corrections, clarifications. In data recovery software, page 38 of the April issue, we incorrectly said that Iolo Search and Recover 5 does not let users recover multiple files at once. It does support simultaneous recovery of multiple files.
As with some of the other players, quite a bit of distortion there at the very lowest speed. We'll now speed back up to normal, and we will change the navigation level to level 2, or as this player calls it, section, and we will go through a few of the articles, including their subsections, so you can get a flavor for how this player handles that. Here we go.
Entertainment takes center stage on HP's new Pavilion Elite PC. Entertainment and PC
article jump
sees continue
section jump
continue to meld as more consumers are quickly storage SSDs ride the price capacity roller displays monitor detects printers and peripherals Lexmark technology eases MFP use for the disabled CPUs chips and cards Atom for digital miscellanea infected hard problem solver troubleshooting the news. Convergent Tech.
All right, so there you have it. The NLS player navigates very nicely from article to article and subsection to subsection within an article. In conclusion, I'd like to say how much I've enjoyed putting this podcast together for you. I realize in hindsight that there are many other aspects of these players that I could have explored when playing NLS content. I hope I didn't narrow my focus too much so as to make it uninteresting for you, but I thought maybe you would like to get an idea of what these players sound like and how they operate when you actually attempt to navigate a National Library Service talking book, in our case, a magazine. But books would work similarly, although they probably wouldn't have as much markup as what you would find in a magazine. Until next time, take good care of yourself and keep on reading.